Let's go straight now to the coach of the Saints, who's been good enough to hold on and take our call. Tough night at the office, Richo. How are you feeling about it this morning? Any better? Or worse?
Yeah, guys. It's the time that you go through the tape. I probably didn't need to be honest. It was a really poor night. It was a night where our energy wasn't where it needed to be, and that was on the same night that the Bombers were just outstanding. That's a bad mix.
You talked about the energy post-match, and again there, and I guess you see it again come to life when you look at the tape. Is it just an indefinable thing that you just absolutely need? But, if you knew the recipe, you'd win or come close every week. But is it just something that you're always grappling with as a coach as to how to get the players to that right level, or is it completely out of your control?
Oh, no, that's certainly part of our job, and it's not exclusive to us. There's been a bit of noise about the fact that... if we don't bring pressure, then we don't win. That's not quite right. There's other parts of our game in our better performances that have been really positive. But every coach, every team is looking to make sure they get their group in a headspace where they're really aggressive. They come with great intent. For us last night, it was just simply not being able to shut down the way Essendon moved the footy, particularly from the back to the front. Our work in contest was poor. And so when there's so many things going wrong, it is pretty clear that we just weren't quite where we needed to be in terms of that energy that we talk about.
Richo Durham here. We're seeing a bit of a trend with tagging coming back in. There's a bit of commentary around this morning about certain teams that do and don't press, run with, tag, whatever you want to call it. Has it entered your coaching staff's mind frame to do so? And if so, were you tempted to with Zach Merritt last night? He got a fair bit.
Yeah, g'day, Durham. We did some pretty good work defensively through our midfield last week. Dustin Martin and Cotson are really good players. Merritt, there's another example, really, of how our night went last night. Merritt was a focus of ours. We think his ability by foot to bring him back in inside the corridor is crucial to their offence. And so, that was a want to try and take that away. We're really mindful of Zaharakis, and he got hold of us too. So, it mightn't look as one-on-one as some teams might go about it, but in terms of an understanding of what it is in certain opposition that we want to take away from, I'd be disappointed if the players don't have clarity around that. Now, it's we didn't get it done last night, but no, we certainly looked to take away opposition strengths.
And the other, when we were interviewing and chatting to Essendon players, and even Brendan Goddard then, and Kingy calls it, making the ground wider, but in raw terms, they really tried to get to the boundary and make so much space on the inside, and you'd have been well aware that they were doing that. Was it on-field organisation that they were... A lot of St Kilda players got dragged to the chalk and they were able to go back in with a fair bit of freedom and space around the recipient.
Yeah, no, look, they do it really well, and they do it particularly well on that deck. I think similar margins against both West Coast and Port Adelaide... on that deck, MCG, they did it pretty well against the Cats as well. I mean, they've got some really good form when it is they can get their offensive game going. And we knew about that. We, clearly from an opposition point of view, you scout their best performances and try and take away what is a strength and their rebound.
So what went wrong that you couldn't do?
No, well, it just comes back to, because it's been a strength of ours. I won't say that we've always been as positive against the teams that are slower in their build-up as the teams that go quicker. Our ability to come forward and tackle against the teams that go quicker is probably more advanced. Our defence is more advanced against those teams, and we need to work and improve on the more deliberate, calculated rebounding teams, and the Bombers are one of them. And so we knew it was coming. We just didn't get it done. There were many reasons we didn't get it done, but we can't ignore the fact that the blokes just didn't quite bring the appetite to work hard and to stay focused for, the large majority of the game.
I heard your interview last night, and you spoke of Nick and how you, when asked how his body was, and you said, no, he was good. He was all right to go. Yet, for me, just looking at the way he plays, there were several times he decided to, when he was going to outsize a shorter opponent, he body checked them and tried to take a contested mark but flat-footed, rather than Revolt would jump up and outmark him with reach. To me, that said it had all the hallmarks of a player who said, I'm not feeling that great physically. Is that an unfair assessment, or is it just an off night for his overhead marking?
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about. One of them was Gleeson, who, yep, you know, was pretty impressive all night, you know, in terms of playing tall. I reckon that one he just underestimated. He had a smaller opponent, thought that given that the ball and the two players, Rulot and Gleeson, were going backwards, that he could just check, as it was pretty hard for him to launch there. So I reckon, I don't know the other one that you're referring to, but certainly that one, that wasn't that he couldn't. That was he made a choice. Nah.
There was the one with the hand on the back as well, which is the umpire, and you let that roll on as well, rather than just jumping out mark by height.
Yeah, okay. No, look, he's been feeling pretty good. His work at training in terms of his jumping and the way he's moving. We saw the way he was able to do that last week. No, he's moving okay. I don't have any concerns from that perspective.
Richo, good morning. Robbo here, mate. I know you've spoken about, you talk about and yourself assess your own coaching performance last night. You've spoken today about the headspace that your players are in, and that was a large component. Do you feel, to talk about how you think you and your coaching group went against Essendon and their coaching group last night, do you think that anything got away with you, that you didn't react quick enough? I haven't got any examples, but, you know, it's not, I reckon it's not always the players.
No, I would agree with that. So I'll just perhaps quickly, here's what happens. Sometimes the conversation is in the box, but more often than not, it's when the players have left, you get a bit of time to have the conversation, and you throw everything on the table. Why did that happen? First of all, I said it a couple of times last night. I mean, I thought Essendon were just outstanding in terms of the way they played. So that was the biggest challenge. Our effort and our energy wasn't quite where it needed to be. Did the group struggle to come up emotionally after the week before? So that is part of my job, absolutely. A couple of 6 days in a row and a trip to Perth, once again, is that a reason that we weren't quite at the level? Because when you look at the way our team has performed, they're not all as positive as the week before, but for 4 weeks in a row, and the energy and the intensity that they play with for big parts of the game, for that to drop away so significantly, there's got to be something going on. So we definitely look at what we do. If you were to identify some of the really important matchups that work for the Bombers, let's say Bell Chambers or Zaharakis, Merritt, the way that Hurley was able to play down back, Danaher. The way that they've then been their method, the way they're able to bring the ball back through the corridor, their uncontested marks. I mean, that's nothing that surprised us. So we'd planned for that. So from that point of view, I wouldn't say we're outcoached. Were we outcoached? Did we not get it right in terms of being able to absolutely have the players aware of... Oh, we'll look at that, certainly, yeah.
So with that... Sorry, King, I really am. That Hickey one, you didn't mention his name. You mentioned Bell Chambers. Most people watching the game last night would have thought that, in old-fashioned terms, Bell Chambers gave Hickey a bath last night. One time, Malcolm Blight really flew off the handle at his ruckman and called Pittman all sorts of things. How do you talk to a guy like that? I don't know how long Longer is out. How do you address a beating like that with a player, with Hickey?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that Bell Chambers had the better of that contest. And so I'll deal with Tom, as I will with any other player that's had a performance that they would rather have not had, and identify initially what it was that was not at the level, and then most importantly, what are we going to do about it? What is it that we need to try? And I heard the back end of Brendan's interview about getting and working on your skill. There is no other way. It might be contest. It might be smacking bodies with Skrobelak, our ruck coach, just to, you know, he hasn't played AFL footy for a while now. Given Billy's been so positive. So we'll work through that with Tom.
Rich, I watched last week's game back during the week, and the gap between the pressure levels you've touched on, the major thing that jumped out to me last night, it's a little bit of an awkward one to bring up. Nick Riewoldt, when he isn't used as opposed to when he is used, and the way he handles his teammates and talks to his teammates, is it a concern for you as coach to see him, not so much berate, but just be very negative and put it on his teammates for not being used on occasions where maybe he's not the best option anyway? Is that something you look at? Is that something you talk to him about? Because it stood out for me last night. I hadn't seen it that much this year, but it stood out for me last night.
Certainly one of Nick's greatest strengths at times can be his greatest weakness. I think that's true of all of us. And I reckon it's probably true of all of you blokes in there. And that's just life, isn't it, really? And one of Nick's great strength is to demand excellence of himself and from others. Part of our plan, given Hurley has been so positive in terms of his intercept and his rebound, given, you know, he can go right and left, was to try and keep him honest. Not dissimilar to the week before, but and part of that is we needed to lower the eyes and hit up. And so I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and I haven't seen exactly what you're referring to, Kingy, but we want to make sure that as a group we communicate in a way that stinks of team.
Okay. So it's not something that worries you greatly? It's not something you concern yourself with as coach, really?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. And this is, and I haven't seen what you've seen, King, in terms of.
It's not that it was over the top, Richo. It's just it was common through the course.
No. Look, if a ball goes over a head, we want to turn and get back on it. If it is the opposition marks it, we want to be really as good as we can be at manning the mark. If it is that you've got to get to the fall of the ball and you've hit up, that's what you do. So, you know, that's what we're after, and we want to communicate in a way that is likely to have a positive outcome on your teammates.
He's such a forceful character. He's such a dominating personality. Do you remember in the third quarter, Sinclair came out of the back line and Riewoldt had one opponent, had a teammate to the inside. Riewoldt led to the boundary, took the opponent with him, and the man was left behind. His teammate was left behind on the out on the corner of the square, yet Sinclair kicked it to Riewoldt. He's such a demanding and such a brilliant player. His aura demands that Sinclair kicks the ball to him. Do you ever address that? I mean, it's a great thing, as you called, Richo, but sometimes the team might be better off served looking sideways where he's come from and there's a vacant spot.
Yeah, no, I mean, that often happens at clubs where there'll be a player that almost captures the team. And so, yes, to your point, we've spoken about kick it to the jumper, kick it to the right option. It doesn't always have to go to Rui. He is the club, and it's a new breed of, you know, you talk of Sinclair, he hasn't played a lot of footy, but all his footy has been with Nick.
He almost outranked him with the kick, didn't he?
You will kick it to me eventually.
because it works so hard and presents so often and has done for such a long time for us, that it is part of what we do. I mean, he is part of our connect, particularly when he's flying high. And so I'm sure on that occasion, sounds like he's taken the wrong option. But on the sum of all options, Rui generally gets in really good position to kick to.
Yeah. His teammate, his small, younger teammate, didn't have a great game, but I've seen him play junior footy, a young Josh Battle. He's a good young player. How do you broach a first-up game like that? What do you say to him?
You're talking about after the game, Derm?
Yeah, after game.
Yeah, look, just that, what is it you learn from the game? And that it wasn't a great night for all of us. So it's what you get out of this experience. So for Sammy Hamill to be able to now sit down with him and have a look at him playing on Hurley at times, have a look at him playing on Hartley at times, you know, Gleeson was really positive. What did you learn? How can you get off these blokes next time? How can you be perhaps better in this situation next time? So they're great opportunities for him, and we won't miss those just because we had a dirty night.
But he's a competitor, so he won't be disheartened.
No, he's a really good kid. He's got a lot of really strong attributes, and he's going to be a good player for us long term.
Last one, Richo. In the press conference last night, I think it was Clarkie who asked you, and it was a
It was a question about did you get ahead of yourself, and I was really interested in your answer, and you answered really, really well. And I was just thinking then, speaking, this week, you have the great win last week. Monday's paper, Seb Ross. How good's Seb Ross? Friday's paper, Kingy writes about Alan Richardson. Says Wednesday night, why aren't clubs going after Alan Richardson? There's all these great vibes around St Kilda. You, the players, Rui had his best game for the year. Do you think mentally, not that they got ahead of themselves, but mentally people might have just got, oh, yeah, we're going okay. We're going okay. If we do this again, we're going to go really, really well. Are you in this sort of the karma bus that we get too much good publicity might hurt us?
No, not really. No, I'm not. No, I mean, those comments you made, forget about the stuff about me, that's just opinion. But when you're talking about Seb Ross's footy and you're showing some vision of a young man who, you know, does a really good job on someone, turns his head, helps his, you know, all that, man, that's real. So, I mean, that's, no, we're fine with that. And I'd be disappointed as a coach if that affects our players in any way. But the way that I answered the question last night was when you have a performance where you just lack the energy that you normally come with, you look at all those things. Mm. You know, why were we hoping too much for someone else to do the hard work? Am I going to fill my boots a bit today in terms of possession or perhaps shots on goal? And so you look at all of that. But the reality is we probably won't know. What's most important is the way that we now prepare for the upcoming work. We move on.
Yeah.
We take our lessons and we get on the plane and head up there and have another crack. That's the most important thing.
Might be showing some other vision this week, Richo.
I'm sure there's plenty there.
Well, just as we do let you go, well, in fact, we will let you go now, Richo. We appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us, and good luck on this up-and-down season as the ride continues.
Good on you guys. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Richo.
Alan Richardson, the St Kilda coach.